Welcome to Al Berman Live from a studio apartment. I was going to say in North Hollywood, California, but I'm not saying that anymore. I think I mentioned that last time. It's Al Berman Live from a studio apartment. Period. How's that? Episode 99. Okay? Episode 99. I'm saying okay like you asked me. Really? Okay? Well, all right, it's been about 3 weeks, I think, since my last confession, Father. It's been 3 weeks since my last podcast, and I'm getting kind of out of shape with my podcasting muscles. What's going on? Okay, what's going on with me? People are wondering, Al, what's going on? Why are you taking time off between your podcasting? I'll tell you what, I think it's drug-induced. And the drug, my folks, I can't even talk straight. The drug is sugar. I've gone off into a sugar run for the last 3 weeks. I think I talked about having a minor sugar thing last time, but what happened is I had, the day I recorded the podcast, I was doing great, and then the next day, I fell off the sugar wagon, and... I don't even remember at this point. I'm in a sugar blackout as right now. I don't even know. I think I robbed a 7-Eleven for Tootsie Rolls last night. I just can't remember. No, I didn't do that. So one thing about that kind of drug, you're not gonna. Although when I was a kid, I did commit crimes for candy and stuff like that. I used to shoplift for candy and cakes. So I think, okay, here's what's going on. And then it's making me very, very lazy. Okay. I can tell you right now, here's what's going on. My exercise routine is off. All my other food is off. I've eaten like semi-healthy, I say half the time, the other half of the time, I'm like a wild animal. And, you know, can I not... just enjoy a little sugar occasionally, a little poisonous sugar, a little poison, because that's what sugar is. It's poison. Why don't they just call it poison? Would you like some poison in your coffee? The problem is that there is temporary relief, and but then it quickly becomes, for me, it gets out of control lately. I don't know. When I was doing my cheat days. Or cheat moments. I might have to go back to like a cheat moment, not a cheat day. You know, because I don't know if I can just completely get off sugar. But one hand, I think I should be completely off. I should just cut it out like I cut out other bad things in my life. But the thing is, it just rears its ugly head. I'm not sure. I just know that I'm going to have to cut it out for the most part, okay? And when for the most part means 99.9% of the time. But my concern, this stuff is hilarious, isn't it, folks? My concern is just that, like, okay, 3 weeks ago, I said, I'm just going to have a little bit of sugar this one day, and I did have a cheat day, and I had a cheat day. Yeah, I hadn't had a cheat day like that in, like a month or so. And then I thought I was done. And then the following day, I did it again, thinking, just do it a little bit. I know it's a slip. Oh, I remember thinking to myself, I know it's a slippery slope. Those were the last words I remember. I know it's a slippery slope. Honey, I promise this time it's going to be different. I won't buy the M&Ms. It's just crazy, man. And you know the irony of this whole thing is, that when I'm eating clean, like I've been eating, and I'm exercising, because I'm not completely fully, I'm about 89-90% better, I mean, I should say, I'm a billion percent better from what my hips were before my surgery. But I'm about 89-90% to where I think I'm going to be. So I can't afford to, like, step off the cliff here, this cliffhanger of sugar. So I should be I should be clean. And oh my god, I can't even put. I'm like rambling here now, because you know why? Because I had some sugar before. I had some bread. Bread as well is I shouldn't be eating bread, because first of all, it's not the bread of my youth. It's not the bread of my youth. Okay, it's you know it's all you know genetically modified. It's all you know. That's why they got this whole thing. What do they call it? The gluten-free thing. I made fun of those people before, and now I think I'm going to become one of them because it makes you feel bloated. All right, enough already. I've been going crazy with the sugar. Okay. All right, but this brings me to a point. I'm over at Ralph's supermarket a couple weeks ago or so. I don't know, maybe more. You know, whatever. It was in the beginning stages of my. It was when it's the funny thing is about when I start to mess around with my food. In the first week or two, I seem to be sort of getting away with it, but then by week three, which is now, I can feel there's a little bit of weight gain. I feel foggy in the brain. So I'm aware of these things, and there will be a correction, hopefully by the next podcast, which I'm hoping won't be another 3 weeks. I really do want to get back on track and start doing it once a week. I've been making kind of weird excuses, and I'll get into that in a second. Well, it's got to do with my addiction, my sugar addiction. But anyway, I'm over at the Ralph's supermarket. I'm at the Service Deli, and I don't know. I'm ordering a sandwich or something, which if I'm eating clean, I'm not ordering a sandwich. There's no bread involved, okay? And I start lamenting to the person behind the counter about, you know, I'm not eating that great lately. I'm off my food plan, and I'm eating a lot of sugar. And then this old lady, pretty old lady, comes walking by, and she goes, "Oh, just enjoy life. It just goes so fast." And I was like, oh, well, thank you. And I took that as a sign from the universe to keep eating sugar. Maybe she was the devil. Oh, don't worry about it. You know, because, I mean, in order to have a long life, you might want to kind of be healthy, you know. A good life, a good long. You know, a life that's good and long. Or at least good, if not long. Or, you know, you want a good life. Yeah, I might have to re-record this thing because I feel like I'm babbling, but I won't re-record it because this is what you get, folks. This is it. It's warts and all. It's sugar and all. There's no editing. And I'm going to say it one more time. There's no editing. So that's what's been going on with me, and I can feel it. I'm thinking about starting tomorrow. You go, well, Al, why don't you start today? Because I feel like I already screwed up today by having a few couple of things. And quite frankly, I don't know if I'm ready just yet, okay? Stop judging me. I can feel your judgment coming through here. Stop it! Can you hear that guy upstairs? I've got a really big guy upstairs who's walking on the floor. The guy's pretty big. He's bigger than I am. You know, oh, that's another thing. I've lost a bunch of weight, but I still need to lose a bunch more. And here's where what doesn't help, is that people keep telling me how good I'm looking and how much, wow, you really lost weight. And then that, I think that makes me feel like, okay, I can have a little bit of sugar. Maybe a little bit, if you can have a little bit. But what I've been told is that the sugar, you know, it stimulates the pleasure centers in the brain. And then, you know, I'm off to the races here, folks. I'm off to the sugar races. So I'll keep you posted. There may come a time where I'm just going to have to cut it out and just, you know, go to some rehab, sugar rehab program. We just don't eat that stuff. You know, the point is, we do need sweetness. We do need sweet tastes. It's part of the, I don't want to say the human condition, but it's part of what we are. It's one of our needs. I mean, some people have stronger needs than others. But there are alternatives. You know, there's a lot of healthy alternatives out there, and I know that. Okay, I know that. I've used them. I've used some of them. And the weird thing is, when I'm eating clean, I'm not craving anything. I'm doing fine. It's just that I got aggravated about something, and the aggravation sparked a craving, which sparked a sugar went. Okay, that's it. I spent 10 minutes on that. Enough with that. Okay? I apologize if this is went on too long. Okay. Okay, here, this is related in a sense because it's still, the topic is food. Let's talk about food. There's a Thai restaurant not far from where I live, and I order from them. I order from them sometimes a lot when I'm sort of not cooking. Well, I'm sort of not cooking when I'm not cooking. Why would I be ordering from them if I'm cooking? You think I'm the kind of guy that's going to cook a meal and then say, you know what? In addition to this meal, I'm cooking. I'm going to order some Thai food. All right, don't answer that. And sometimes I stop there if I'm like coming back from somewhere on my way home. I'll stop there. And so a couple weeks ago, I stop in there, and there's this cute little girl, Asian girl. I say to her, oh, hi. I said, I think I met you before. And she like kind of smiles and looks at me, and I go, and I said, don't you have a sister? And she says, yeah. She gets like this like scared look on her face, and she calls out to her sister, Van! And her sister comes out of the kitchen, and she's a taller than the other girl. And they're both beautiful. They're both gorgeous, cute, and the other one, I go, yeah, didn't I meet you before? And the one that came out of the kitchen goes, yeah, we met a while ago, a few months ago, you were here. I said, well, why didn't your sister? Why did she get scared when I asked her? And she looked scared, and they started laughing. It was because it turned out that she's not, she doesn't feel confident in her English. But her English, I said to her, English is good. I mean, I can understand her. It's not perfect. She makes some grammatical mistakes. But guess who else makes grammatical mistakes? Just about every person I know that's born in this country. You know? Like, I don't understand people that go, you know, where was you? When people go, like, was you there? A lot of people talk like that. Was you there? Was you going? I'm talking about adults. Was you there? You can't, they don't, there's not a big, it doesn't take a lot more effort to say were you there, were you going, than was. Is it like, what, I mean, when you say, was you there, is it like a, I'm really uneducated. I'm showing my lack of education by saying was. I'm so uneducated. I mean, some words, I remember when I was growing up, ain't, they say ain't, not, ain't a word, but it, you know, kind of is now. Even educated people will say ain't, because it's been incorporated into our culture, pop songs, things that, ain't that a shame? But anyway, I just thought that was interesting how the one girl, the first girl, sister, was very self-conscious about her English. So then I start fishing, because I'm a guy. Well, I could be your tutor. Creepy guy. No, it wasn't that creepy, because I'm, you know, I'm a fun guy, kind of guy to be around. So they go, you know, go, oh, yeah. And then I find out that the one that's got the English self-consciousness is got a boyfriend. So that's okay. You know, we're probably way too old for either one of them. But the other one, I got such a major crush on. And the other one embraced me out in the parking lot. I'm not going to go into the details, but we ran into each other one day. And she just, you know, called out to me, actually, and I saw her, and I said, oh, hi, and we just had this really nice embrace, and it wasn't like, it was just very sweet, okay, I don't want to give the wrong impression, but, you know, that it wasn't like, I didn't get, like, she was coming on to me, you know, so to speak, I mean, I could only wish, but, no, it was very sweet, it was, and I was talking to my therapist about that, you know, it's human contact, we need to be touched, we need to be, my therapist said that humans need, like, 32 hugs a day or something. If that's true, I am so friggin' hug-starved, I better go to a cuddle party. Have you heard about these cuddle parties where a group of strangers get together and cuddle? That's not for me. I'm not going to go to a cuddle party with men and women and cuddle with a bunch of strangers. But what I think is interesting is I read on the internet there's a couple of ladies that run private cuddle businesses where guys go over and they just cuddle with these women. There's no alleged no sexual contact, and I think it's a kind of an ingenious idea. And if I was in the same area as one is in Oregon and one's in New Hampshire or Maine or something like that, I might go in for a little bit of that. All right. You know, because, you know, I'm a single guy. I'm not really getting much hug action lately. So I'm over at Gouger's. God, Gelson's. You know the name of the place. And I see this one guy who's a Filipino guy and who works there. And he says to me, Al, you look like the Filipino artist Albando Gandingado. I'm just making up the name. It was some kind of name I couldn't pronounce. Not Albandigas. Albingo. And I go, really? And I was like, wow, that's interesting. I look like a Filipino. Nobody has ever told me that I look Filipino. I've been told I look like, you know, different people, different, you know, ethnicities. But Filipino not being one of them. And I mentioned that to this guy. And he said, well, you know, this artist has more of a Spanish influence. Because Philippines, they have the Spanish and the Asian influence together, combined. And so I was just like, oh, okay. That's cool. That's very cool. Anyway, let's see, a friend of mine just texted me. I'm looking over here. Got the phone on vibrate. It's off to the side here. So let's see a little message. I have a question. Have you noticed, if you've been on Facebook lately, that there's a lot more of those, there's a lot more hoods contacting you from, like, and talk about bad English. You know, and it's, you know, they're just blanketing the Facebook with, you know, hi, I become interested in you, but I like profile, but don't talk to me here. Come to my Yahoo account and I will tell you. They always want to get you off Facebook. I don't really understand. There's something going on. Something, if they can get you off of Facebook onto the Yahoo chat, I guess. Oh, I know what it is, because Facebook, Yahoo's not going to kick them off. That's what it is. Because Facebook, very often, by the time I click it on, they're already deleted. You know, I sent a message to somebody telling them I was very flattered by their interest in me. And, you know, they came up with some kind of clever, witty thing. And then, you know, I'm not going to hear it back. They're not into cleverness. They're not into wittiness. They're looking for some kind of scammy thing. Scammy whammy. So my phone line, my landline died last week due to the rains. We had one friggin' rain, one big rain. We had a few days of rain. But it was a bit like, you know, maybe the first or second day of the rain. No, I think it was the second day of the rain. And all of a sudden, phone line's dead. Call AT&T. They can't come out until Friday, you know. So I mostly use my my cell phone. But see, I'm hesitating, folks. It's the sugar fog, the bread fog is in my brain. I mostly use my cell phone, even in here. But I like the reception on the landline. I like the backup aspect of the landline. I like the feel of the landline. Landline's been with me for a long time, and I'm not willing to part. A lot of people don't have landlines anymore. But the one thing I rarely do, is answer my landline. That's the kind of culture. We're moving into a culture where the people that we know are going to call us on ourselves, and the people that are looking for money are going to call us on our landlines. So I was, without a landline for, I don't know. Oh, well, it started Saturday. And so they're not going to come till Friday. And they give me an appointment between 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. And so I was tethered to my apartment for the entire day. And there I was, tethered to my apartment. And I was just hanging out waiting, and then this Chris comes over, who cleans my house, Pam. Yeah, I have a man that cleans my house. That's right. And comes over and about 3 o'clock, and I'm like, going, wow, this is really something. I mean, I've been waiting all day. And usually when he comes over, I leave him here and I go out, you know, get a little food shopping done, get the money I'm going to have to pay him. And so I'm waiting, like, so about, I don't know, 3:34, I call AT&T and they tell me, well, you know, and the appointment is from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. I said, boy, well, they're really cutting it close. What is it, they show up here at 5:59? And then at about 4:35, I tried to get through, and it was really difficult to get through. And then about 20 to 6, tried to get through, and I finally got through. Because, you know, Chris kept telling me, I don't think they're coming. And I was going to say to him, you are so negative. That is such a negative way to think. Oh my God. I really got to get off the bad food. Okay. It's coming this week, folks. Okay. So anyway, so about 20 to 6, I call, get through to a person, and I said to the lady, hey, why don't you just tell me that they're not going to make it today? And she says, they're not going to make it today. And I go, well, I've been waiting all day. She goes, I know, but we have a statewide emergency with the rains, and it's just, you know, things are taking longer. We apologize. So I was just like, okay, you know, I'm not going to get mad at this lady. She didn't do anything wrong. I'm not going to get mad at anybody. You know, explain to me it's like a statewide emergency. I mean, what's going to happen if we have a 9.8 earthquake and everything gets knocked out? You know, we have to learn to live a different life. Or what if the electric grid gets knocked out? We have to learn to live like a caveman. Okay, so you can't always just be a spoiled little entitled brat. So, so she goes, okay, we're just going to pick off from where we left off today. We're going to come out tomorrow. And I go, I'm not going to be here tomorrow. You know, it's Saturday. I have stuff to do. I'm not going to hang around, but I'll be here Sunday. So she makes the appointment for Sunday. And then, turns out that the intercom in my building hasn't been working all week either. And so I go next door to Janet. And because I had to ask them to, we have a phone line room in the building that remains locked all the time, except for when they got to go in there, the phone person has to go in there. So I had asked them to have it unlocked all day Friday. And I told her person didn't come, going to have to leave it unlocked Sunday. But she told me they're coming for, the AT&T is coming to fix the intercom on Saturday. She'll ask him to come go look at my line. So she did me a real solid. And, you know, which makes me feel a little bit guilty because I have a letter I'm going to be sending the owners regarding the way I had an incident. I don't even know if I talked about this incident where I had an emergency plumbing issue. And they didn't participate at all. They just turned their back on me. I need to communicate that with the owner, plus maybe recoup some out-of-pocket expenses. So, I don't know, I was feeling kind of bad about that, but, you know, I think it's, you know, I think it needs to be done. I hope you understand what I'm talking about. I know I have 3 solid listeners. And I'm on episode 99. This podcast, if by the world standards, it's not a very successful podcast. However, once I get the bucks together to get this website put up and get this guy that's going to help me market things, perhaps we can make this a little more successful or a lot more successful. It's not that I don't take it seriously. It's just right now, I've been taking a lot of time off because I've just been going through stuff. Yeah, you know what I've been going through? Entenmann's, Tootsie Rolls, Ben and Jerry's. All right, enough. So anyway, the phone line's dead. I'm tired. But phone line's actually working now. I'm going to tell you a story about Radio Shack, but I don't feel like it. I feel like I'm just babbling on. I think I'm going to shut this thing down right now. And I think I covered maybe half the things I wanted to cover today, but I rambled on so much. And I apologize if this is just a rambling, boring podcast. However, that's the way it goes. But I did discover a very wonderful rotisserie chicken at a place called Albertson's Supermarket in Burbank, which is a town next to mine, town or so next to mine. And we don't have an Albertson's in my neighborhood. That's the closest Albertson's that I know of. And, you know, I'm starting to think about, you know, moving out of here at some point, you know, in the near future. Of course, you know, I got to get the money together to get a website first, then we'll move, okay? Or maybe we'll move and they'll get the website. But Albertsons, I discovered, they got such great... And I also tried a little bit of their fried chicken and their chicken tenders. But the thing that really got me was their rotisserie chicken, because that it could be a staple. That's a staple of when I'm eating really clean. And so I am now considering moving to Burbank. And I may be the only person who ever moved to Burbank for the chicken. All right. I guess that's it, folks. I don't want to take up any more of your time, or I just don't want to take up any more of my time either doing this. Thanks for listening. Don't tell anybody about this podcast, because if they listen to this one this week, wait, you can tell them later. You can tell them. Tell them whatever you want to tell them. Maybe it is interesting and funny. Maybe it's not. Can you hear the insanity in my voice? I need a detox. I'm going to detox. And that's what always happens when I get off the sugar and the starches and all that kind of stuff. There is a detoxing process. I'm not going to judge myself. I'm just going to love myself and say, Al, you're okay, buddy. I was going to say you messed up, but no, it's too negative. So you had, your food got out of control. You'll get it back. Everything will be fine. And then everything will be okay. All right, until next time. And I'm going to try to do this. I'm not going to say it weekly, but I'm going to try to narrow the gaps. Okay. So until next time, first of all, thanks for listening. And I might have already said thanks, but I want to say thanks again. Until next time, this is Al Berman live from a studio apartment.